Welcome today to our interview series with Outstanding Professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting our regular chat sessions with Martin Slofstra, Editorial Director for the IT Business Group. Martin, thank you for coming in today to chat and sharing your insights with the audience.
Thanks for the opportunity, Steve.
Martin, can you tell us more about your role with the IT Business Group and what you hope to accomplish in 2007?
Yeah, I'm Editorial Director, so I oversee six print publications plus our website, itbusiness.ca. And our publications are all aimed at people in the IT community in Canada, and we also have a business audience. So we're very much focused on the enterprise side of things. And in the new year, I think our readers have told us they want to see more stories about innovation and trends in new technology. Over the past few years, we've really concentrated on the business case side of things, return on investment. From what I'm seeing is a lot of IT management and CIOs have come to terms with those issues, and now we're seeing a fairly significant shift back toward what can we do with newer technologies.
That sort of brings to mind a sort of a question. I know that Computing Canada is undergoing some sort of changes to reflect that. Can you discuss that?
Yeah, we're currently redesigning the publication. We folded communications and networking and technology and government into Computing Canada to make it one larger publication with an audience or a readership of 50,000. So that's a reflection of trends in the market. Also, we are going to change some of the coverage areas. And like I said earlier, we'll definitely be focusing more on new products and technologies. We just finished a readership survey, and there were some fairly clear indications there of what the type of things people want to read. And certainly, definitely new technology, innovation, will beef up our coverage of product reviews, for example, and not just doing more product reviews, but the type of product reviews we will be doing will change as well. In previous years, you would focus more on the speeds and feeds and technical features of a product, but now readers are less interested in that. They want more information about how these products look and feel and how they fit into the whole user experience. So we're also changing the way we're doing these types of product reviews.
I see. So this sort of focus on user experience in your product reviews, that seems to be sort of tied in with where the Internet is going, don't you think, in terms of blogs and things like that?
Well, technology is a lot more accessible than it used to be. A lot more end users are involved. So when IT departments look at new technology, they really have to factor in things like ease of use and how these products, what the business user wants. For example, if you have a laptop, it must be light and easy to carry. It must be durable. It must be something that really fits a need. Whereas before, a product was sold on how much storage it had or what the power of the processor. Well, that's all changing. It's more things like related to the screen design, things like that. So the criteria is shifting for purchasing, and it's something that we feel needs to be reflected in the coverage.
So in the survey that you recently conducted, and you sort of got a snapshot of trends and so forth, can you tell us more about how you conducted that survey?
Yeah, we did this all online, and we were quite surprised. We wanted to get about 500 responses, and we had all those responses within the first 2 hours of our posting. So they all came back to us, so we actually had to shut it down on the first day we were offering the survey. So that was a good enough sample for us to work with. And Computing Canada is a fairly stable publication. It's been around 30 years, and we had previously done a research study in 2001, but that said, 5 years later, there were a few things that did change that jumped out at us. Anytime you do a survey, you're learning things, so it was interesting.
You also are seeing sort of a change, aren't you, in terms of your format?
Yeah, we asked our readers if they would prefer to get a Computing Canada online only, for example. And one thing that really jumped out was they really like getting a print format. Ideally, they would like to get a print publication every week. And right now we're at a frequency of 18 times a year, and that won't be changing. But certainly there is a huge loyalty to the print version of Computing Canada. And, you know, all you hear about is online media and people want their news online, but clearly our readers want to receive Computing Canada in print format. Actually, only one respondent in five said that they would prefer online only, so 4 out of 5 prefer to receive print, and that really jumped out at us.
You do have some online forums, though, like your itbusiness.ca. Do you see that moving, the readership growing in that area?
It is growing. Itbusiness.ca actually had an extremely good year. Our online revenues are significantly up, and there really is a requirement for us to deliver news on a daily basis. And we can't do that like a print publication can, like a daily newspaper. Yeah, it's changed how we do things around here. Our reporters travel a lot. They file same day. And really with the internet, you have to get the news out as fast as possible, within hours. It certainly didn't used to be that way when I started out.
I also noticed in your online or your sort of your newsletter version, the itbusiness.ca, you now have a new blog column. What sort of prompted that?
Well, I think nowadays if you're an electronic journalist, you almost have to have a blog. Blogs are great because you can really write about technology in a different kind of way. You can inject a little more color and humor even and style and perspective. I think people don't just want information. They want some context around it. And a blog gives you a nice forum where you can do that on a daily basis. And the nice thing about a blog is it's extremely easy for a reader to reply or to post a comment. And that in the print world, very seldom did we ever receive letters to the editor. Online, it tends to be much more interactive. It just speeds things up. It's just a great way to connect with readers. And I like the blog style of writing, which I think is a little more personal, a little more casual. I think it's just a better way to connect with readers.
You know, a significant part of your audience is sort of a very highly qualified audience. Can you talk about that more in terms of your...
Yeah, we are audited, basically. So you need to have a certain job title and are positioned in the industry to receive our publications. So we don't actually just send out publications to anonymous readers. We're controlled circulation, which means that we have to prove to our advertisers and to our business partners that the people who read Computing Canada are legitimately a part of the industry, or they are an IT professional, which is quite different from consumer publication, which uses newsstand and other types of distribution.
I also get this sort of feeling that you're sort of moving away from case studies.
Yeah, that's one thing that also came out in our readership survey. We, for a while, most of the stories we were doing were quoting end users and talking about application at the application level. And we found, though, that we don't always need to do that. We can talk about technology and just focus on the technology. A lot of the case studies we were doing, we found were a little bit maybe canned, let's say. Here's a story about a user who implemented some technology and everything went really well. So the problem with doing a case study also is it may not apply to everybody in your audience. If it's a vertical type story in the mining industry, you also wonder, well, how many other readers will be interested in that. So every time you do a story like that, I think you risk it only being of interest to a smaller part of your audience.
So it's really interesting that you're sort of reaching out, you're making adjustments to sort of reflect what the readers want. And I guess that's a good thing. And
well, you have to. Things change. I wouldn't say they change daily, but I've seen some pretty significant shifts. I've actually been associated with IT Business Group and Computing Canada for 21 years now, and it's a lot different than it used to be. And our readers are the same. They're still a core of IT professionals and people involved in business, but their expectations from us have changed quite a bit.
You know, you hear all the talk about globalization and so forth. Are you finding that there's more interest in international news?
Yeah, absolutely. I think some of us were thinking that maybe globalization was just a buzzword, but it really is truly happening. A lot of the companies we write about are really competing in the global marketplace, and that was one survey finding that was really significant. We asked them how much they like to read international stories, and 90% of our subscribers said they want more content about global and international type companies. And that was a huge jump from the last time we asked that question, which was in 2001, which was more at about two-thirds of readers expressing an interest in that topic. So that was a big, huge jump that we noticed. So certainly readers in Canada are paying much more closer attention to what's happening in the international marketplace.
I also get this feeling that there's a greater focus on roadmaps for new technology and things like that.
Yeah, I think because technology is so complicated, and because if you purchase from a vendor, you may be locking yourself in for a while. Some of these enterprise systems are so huge and complicated, and you're installing a multi-million dollar software system or you're outsourcing with a vendor. You need to know where these companies are going, and you still have to do some long-term planning. It's difficult, but you need to know what direction they're heading, what operating systems they're going to choose, how they're going to build their systems. So we do try to provide that. It just assists with planning and purchasing and that sort of thing.
Do you have any other sort of predictions or sort of trends that you're going to follow in 2007?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's almost too early to tell which technologies are going to jump out at us, but certainly security is rising in importance, and I would have thought that would have leveled off. Wireless continues to really be a huge area. I think more custom development of application software, that's sort of part of the market leveled off a little bit. Yeah, it's almost too early to say what's going to be big next year, but I think document management is a huge area. Knowledge management, that's always been kind of slow to develop part of the market. Yeah, we're also seeing some growth in the industry. We've come through about 5 or 6 years of very slow, modest increases in IT budgets, 1 or 2%. And now I'm reading there's more optimism out there. Maybe IT budgets will start to increase again. So that's certainly good news for the industry. And the other key thing is all year now we're reading stories about potential skill shortages. There isn't enough new people coming into the industry. And that's something I hadn't seen in at least 5 to 10 years, is that there's shortages in certain segments of the market. So that could be a problem for companies, but that's also good news, because for a while there was almost like a surplus of workers. But yeah, there is some talk about there possibly being skill shortages.
You know, Martin, I caught you at the CIO Summit, and you led a great roundtable or sort of like a panel discussion. And can we look forward to seeing you more often in the public like that?
Yeah, I try to spend a lot of time with CIOs. I think CIOs make extremely excellent panelists. They have a good handle on what's happening with technology. They've also become very business savvy. More and more CIOs are getting involved at the executive level, and that's the thing I try to do, is to get these CIOs to talk about some of these topics. And there's a lot of things going on in the area of process improvement and re-engineering, and even companies involved in transformation and changing the way they do business. And the significant thing being that CIOs are now part of that process. They're involved in that. They're considered a key executive player. And that wasn't true not that long ago. It's fun for me to do that. It's sort of where technology and business comes together, and that's really where the CIO is at. I think you'll continue to see that. You'll see more CIOs with less technical skills and more with a business orientation, and then with CIOs relying on others to maintain the technical infrastructure. That's a trend I think you'll continue to see.
You know, Martin, before we close off, I was just curious, what are your biggest editorial challenges?
I think still dealing with the volume. I get pitched with lots of good ideas every single day. You know, you're dealing with close to 100 emails, and virtually every vendor in the industry and their PR firms are constantly trying to connect with you. And, you know, you have to say no, but at the same time you're saying no to some fairly good ideas. So even though the technology and the industry is quieter than it used to be, it's still pretty active and busy, and there's lots of amazing things happening every day. So even though the industry doesn't have the heyday like it had in the 80s and 90s, it's still a pretty active, growing industry. And there's 600,000 people in the IT industry in Canada, so that's quite a number. So sometimes what you may forget is how big this industry actually is.
Well, it sounds like there's going to be rising fortunes for your publishing group because the industry is building out even further right now. So
it seems to be getting back a little bit. Yeah, it's coming back a little. So we're hoping that'll translate into more business. It's been a challenging 5 years, though. Things did slow down and the industry consolidated. But now what I'm hearing is it's built on much stronger foundation now. So what you will see is the growth that occurs will be real growth. It won't be some investor-fueled, inflated dot-com bubble type of thing. It'll be companies buying real products and implementing them in a strategic way. So I think the growth you see is more real than what you would have seen 5 years ago.
You know, and that's good for everybody. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing your IT Leadership Awards too, and things like that. So.
Yeah, we plan to revive that. We try to get really involved in the IT community here. Our publications. sponsor events. We do have awards programs, and we recognize top solution providers on the channel side, and we really want to beef up our offerings on the end user side as well. So we're part of the IT community, so we want to get involved more. I think that's just part of the responsibility of being in the IT media.
Well, you know, part of that is that you're, you know, part of this podcast process or a series. So, you know, I'm very appreciative that you took the time to do this. So thank you again for coming in today to share your thoughts with our audience.
You're welcome, Steve, and I'm happy to update you as things go on.